Blog Talk Radio.
To this special edition of Black Wealth Creation Radio. This is Sean Hill, your host, and I am going to wish you an early Happy New Year. I hope you are having a wonderful time, and I'm so hyped and so looking forward to 2015. It is just not even funny. So many good things are coming ahead for me, and I hope they are for you as well. First off, I just want to thank my wife for at least sacrificing a little bit to let me do this. God just really put it on my heart to just have a special time with some people that may not be out partying or may not even be out of church. I know what it's like to be at home on New Year's Eve and wish you could hear a good word, an encouraging word, or just, you know, anything of a spiritual nature. And so I want to kind of just be here for anybody that needed me. Once again, cannot thank my wife enough, because believe it or not, she does enjoy my company sometimes. And so, I will be popping out at 12 o'clock to celebrate the new year with her. But just want to spend a little time with you and, you know, jump on. I have a word that I think God has put on my heart to share with you. Just really want to pray with you. If you have any prayer requests, come on. If you have anything you want that you're excited about this coming year, jump on as well. The number to call in is 347-850-8677. Press 1 if you want to be, you know, if you want to get in and be heard. Of course, the chat room is open, so you can hop in there as well. And if not, we're just going to be me hanging out, and hopefully you can get this message a little bit later. I don't know what you're excited about in 2015, but I am really excited. 2014 was really an incredible year, but I'm expecting even bigger and better things in the new year. So I hope you, I don't know if you do the resolutions, do you have a vision board, whatever it is you do, I hope that you're ready for it. I hope you're in and safe, and I hope this is going to be, well, I don't hope it's going to be, I know it's going to be a great year for you. So I wanted to give a shout out to one of the people that said she was going to be here, and then if she can't, that's fine, but I hope she is. I want to give a shout-out to Donna. Hello, Donna, if you're listening. Lizzie, I'm on Facebook as well, so Lizzie Sapp, I want to give a shout-out to you. Donna Ruffin, give a shout-out to her as well. I know I'm probably butchered the last day, so please forgive me if I did, but just, you know, seeing so many people on Facebook saying Happy New Year, great. I love the excitement. I love the opportunity to be here with you. Well, I'm going to get into what I believe God has encouraged me to share with you tonight. Of course, I'll be praying in a little bit, praying for you, praying that this 2015 will be the best year that you've ever had. I'm going to go to God's Word right now, and we're going to go to Genesis 19. And we're going to start at verse 50. Now, this is a story, if you don't know it, this is the story of Lot and his wife. Lot lived, and he kind of separated from Abram. He lived in the cities of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah in that plain area. And God was going to destroy it because the wickedness that come up before him is just so wicked. So God did spare Lot's life. At the urgings of Abram, he spared Lot's life, but you know there were some strange attacks. Really, not strange, but there were some things that Lot needed to do and his family needed to do to make sure that he stayed safe. So, let me go to Genesis 19, verse 15. We'll start there. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, and you will be swept away from the when the city is punished. Now, what this is saying to me is that, and as I look back on my life in 2014 and beyond, there have been times when God has come to me, and he has, you know, protected me, kept me safe, moved me to a different place, to a different plane, to a different level, and those have been evident in my life. And I'm sure if you look back over your life, you're probably going to see he's done the same thing for you. And so there are times when God will sovereignly intervene in our life. He will protect us. He'll keep us safe and make sure that we stay protected. So when that happens, and it's not always as evident as this, but when it happens, we want to make sure that we are attentive to God's word. We will make sure that we're clued in, that we're listening. And I know that it's important in this new year, as we coming into this new year, that we are listening for God, that we're hearing his word, that we are attentive to his ear, and we can discern right from wrong. So came in and swept away. When he hesitated, the man grasped his hand, and when he's talking about Lot in this case, and the hands of his wife and his two daughters, and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. So this is the second time he's mentioned. And I've been told that normally, but when the Bible mentions anything twice, is normally very, very important. So this is the second time that it's mentioned that he led them safely away. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back, and don't step anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains, or you will be swept away." You know, sometimes God gives us a clear word, and he gives us instructions with his word. Sometimes we're walking in God's will. We know what we need to do. He's given us a clear word, and we don't follow all of it. We follow the part that we want to hear, that we like to hear, or that we think is relevant to us. And as we can see from here, that when we don't follow all of God's word, consequences are sure to follow. You may have freedom of choice, but you don't have freedom of consequences. And that's what I think a lot of us miss, is that we can choose, we have choices, but we don't control the consequences. I can choose to jump in front of a bus. That's freedom of choice. I can choose this. Now, what happens after I do that, I don't have control over that. I don't have control over the consequences. So we do have a free will, free choice, but our consequences are in God's hands. And those things are just going to be as God has told us they are. So in this case, here are the instructions. Flee for your lives. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains, or you will be swept away. But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please. Your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life, but I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, here's a town near enough to run to, and it's small. Let me flee to it. It's very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." So even at this, even we're giving God's word. Sometimes, hey, do I blame Lot? No. Do I think I'm better than him? Absolutely not. Because oftentimes I've tried to bargain with God. Yeah, I know you told me to do this. But, boy, that seems really, really tough. What if I can just do this? What if can we negotiate? Can you make things a little bit easier for me? And a lot of times we do that. I know I've done that. He said to him, "Very well." And sometimes God relents. He'll give us that compromise. Not all the time, but sometimes he will. He said to him, "Very well. I will grant this request to you. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." That is why the town was called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities, and also the vegetation in the land. But this is the key I want to share with you now, and I want you to take into 2015. This is Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. And that's it. That's it for her. We don't hear of her anymore. That's all. Done deal. Well, why is that important? You're coming into a new year. And if you had a great 2014, that's wonderful. If 2014 wasn't so great for you, 2015 can be better. But here's what I want here's what I want to share with you. I think that God put on my heart is don't look back. Whether it was great or whether it was not so great, don't look back. Move forward. There are some things that need to be left in 2014. You need to leave them there. There are some things that you need to bring into 2015. See, Lot was going to another place. He was going to a safe place. There are some things that you're called to do that God has put on your heart. He's given you clear directions for where you need to go in 2015, what you need to do in 2015. But sometimes, because we get comfortable, because we miss the old places, sometimes we look back. And now you might not be turned into a pillar of salt, but you are going to miss out on the full blessing of God. You're going to miss out on walking in his full purpose. You may even get half of it, or three-quarters of it, or a fourth of it, but I want all of God's blessing. I really do. And when you're attentive enough and you listen to God and he gives you a message and he gives you clear direction, and even if you've negotiated with him a little bit and he's kind of acquiesced, he said, okay, I'll meet you halfway or I'll meet you somewhere there. If you look back, you are cheating yourself. You're cheating others out of the blessing that you could have. So what I'm saying is there are some relationships that you need to leave in 2014. Don't look back. There are some things that you did that you shouldn't have done. By your own admission, if we can be honest, by your own admission, you shouldn't have done them in 2014. Don't look back. Move forward. God has called you to a higher plane. He has greater opportunity for you. He has greater blessings for you. So don't look back. Move forward. God is going to take you to a higher level. He's going to take you to a safe place, a place of abundance, a place of safety. Don't look back. Obey God's word. 2015 has everything you need to make it the best year that you've ever had, to make it the best, I won't say decade. I don't know if we want to go that far, but I don't know. I don't know how he's going to bless you, and neither do you until you don't look back. I have some things that God has called me to do. I'm going to be telling you about one of the groups that I am over that I love dearly. It is called the Black Wealth Pledge Group, and a group of great people who have made a pledge to spend $20 per month on a black-owned business. That's one of the plans, but I believe God has given me a complete plan, and I'm going to share that with that group today. Tomorrow, New Year's Day. At about 9 a.m., God willing. He's giving me a plan. He's giving me a direction that I need to move in, a direction that I need to move our group in. And if you want to be a part of that movement, which is about making 2015 the best year ever for black enterprise, for black business, I've often said I believe that 2015 will be the year of the black entrepreneur. And I am joined and collaborating with some great people. I could start naming names, and you would just be amazed at the names of the people that have come alongside me, who I'm working with. I've already had several shows where, you know, Louisa Sanderson, Kimberly Arrington was just on the show last night. Amanda Harris, a very good friend of mine. Just so many people that have poured blessings into my life for 2014. And now we're going to take it to a whole nother level in 2015. Why am I relaying all this to you? Because I have to be able to trust God enough not to look back. He's given me a big program. He's given me a big plan. He's given me a great opportunity. And it would be easy to miss a piece. It would be easy to say, oh, God, wow, that much? You know, I mean, you've been so good to me. You've given me so much, that much more. But no, I can't do that, because there's going to be somebody out there that needs me, just like tonight. I mean, I don't, you know, there are people listening, and I hope this broadcast blesses somebody. But guess what? There are some people, and I've been there, who spend New Year's Eve alone. And that's, you know, for whatever reason, you know, could be families out of town, could be that this is their, you know, season of being alone. And so I've been there. I've done everything on New Year's Eve that I could want to do. I've opened a New Year in a club. I've opened a New Year at home. I've opened New Year's in church. And now I'm opening this one with you. And so this is just another page to my life. And so I had to listen to God when he spoke to my heart earlier. One of my friends on Facebook said, you know, does anybody know of a prayer call tonight? And I said, you know what? Hey, why not? Why not me be the person that pushes that out there, that does that, that makes that sacrifice? And so I told my wife, and once again, thankfully, I'm so blessed to be married to a wonderful, incredible Proverbs 31 woman who allows me to do these things. And so many times she sacrifices so I could do my own thing and what I believe that God has called me to do. So I cannot thank her, once again, cannot thank her enough, because, you know, it takes a lot. It's one thing to be called to do something, but it's another thing to support that person that's been called to do it. So anyway, long story short, that's what I believe my word is for you tonight. Don't look back. Don't look back. I know you're going to set some resolutions. You're going to set some vision boards. You're going to be so excited that first week, second week, first month, second month. Don't look back. Don't look back from what God has called you to do. You have a great blessing in front of you. 2015 can be a great year for you, but it won't be if you don't keep moving forward. No, it's not always going to be easy. 2014 wasn't always easy for you. I know that. It wasn't always easy for me. But there's a part that you're to play in this new year. And unless you move forward, you're not going to be able to play that part. You're not going to get all of God's blessing. And what's even more, even just as sad, is you're going to cheat others out of that blessing. So don't do that. Don't do that. You are so valuable. Whoever it is that's listening to this, God meant for you to hear this. He meant for you to be up at this time. He meant for you to get that email. A lot of people didn't get it, but he meant for you to be here. So receive this in the spirit that is given, that 2015 can be great for you if you don't look back. We're almost 11 minutes away. 11 minutes away. Just want to send up some prayers for certain things in your life. I know a lot of our listeners are suffering from some physical challenges, and I just want to pray in 2015, by His stripes we're healed. I'm praying for your health. I'm praying for anything, any disease, any flu, heart disease, obesity, cancer, diabetes, sickle cell. I'm praying that in 2015 you're going to get a great report. I'm believing that you're going to be healed totally. You're going to come into a group. You're going to send me an email. You're going to send me a cue and say, guess what? God has touched my life. I am totally 100% healed of that affliction or somebody you know has gotten a bad report. The doctors may have said there's nothing else they can do. A good friend of mine whose mother has been very ill. She's in her late 90s. Her body has shut down, put her in a hospice. She was supposed to be gone in October, I believe. Guess what? She's making the doctors a lie. She, at least as of last I talked to her, which was just the other day, she's going to live to see 2015. And a lot of that can happen for your family, for you. Don't believe the report. I'm not saying doctors aren't good. I'm just saying they don't know everything. They don't have the last call. She's making lies out of a lot of doctors. And God is no respecter of person. So that person that you've been praying about, that healing that you've been praying for, is going to happen for you. I absolutely believe that. You're going to have a great testimony. I absolutely believe that. By stripes you're healed. I absolutely believe that. That's going to happen for you. So just believe that. And I'm just praying for God's blessing and his favor upon your life, your physical life in 2015. I also want to pray for your relationships and families. There's a person that's on your heart, or it may even be you, that has strayed away from God, that you want to see have that rich relationship with God. But it hasn't happened. I'm just going to touch and agree with you that this is the year that that's going to happen. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's you. I don't know if it's a brother, sister, mother, a father, boyfriend, girlfriend, or just a friend, or just an associate. But there's somebody that God has put in your heart, and you've been praying for them. This is going to be their year. This is going to be their year that they get it, that they understand, and they hear from God, and they're going to not ignore it anymore. Wow, coming down to 8 minutes, almost 8 minutes away from the new year. So excited about that. But I'm touching and agreeing with you. I'm praying with you that this is going to be the year that relationship is healed. It may not be that they're coming to God. It may be that there's an estrangement with you. I'm praying for you. I'm believing that this is going to be the year that relationship is going to be healed, that marriage is going to be healed, that that family is going to get some healing, that you're going to see and you're going to have a wonderful 2014. Remember, there's no testimony unless there's a test. So you don't get the testimony unless you get the test. And you've been going through a test. And I'm here to tell you right now, you pass. You pass. You're going to get a grade really, really soon. That grade is going to be an A, because that relationship that you've been praying about is going to get healed. It's going to get healed. God is going to heal it. It's going to touch that person's heart. That person is going to make a conscious choice to do right. And there's going to be some healing in a lot of families in 2015. Absolutely believe that. Another area I just want to pray with you about, a lot of people have come to me really recently, and they have been struggling in their they've had some challenges in their business, you know, as we all do. We all go through ups and downs in our business. And I just want to reach out to you and tell you a couple of friends that who confided in me about some challenges they had. 2015, it's going to turn it around. A good friend of mine, Juanita Henderson, praying for you. 2015, we're going to turn it around. A young lady I just met today, Precious Jewel. I love that name. Isn't that such a cool name? That is, oh, man, that's a name straight from God, isn't it? Precious Jewel. 2015, God's going to turn it around. Your business is going to be touched. You're going to prosper. 2015 is going to be your year. If I didn't call you out, I just want you to know that 2015 is going to be your year. I'm praying God's blessings upon your business, upon your finances. But here's what I want to share with you more than anything else. I'm praying God's blessings upon your mind, your wisdom. Because if you don't have the right associations, if you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to see all of God's blessings. Proverbs tells us that wisdom is the key. is better than precious jewels or gold or silver, wisdom. And so I'm praying this year that God's going to grant you wisdom. Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, God gave him an option. He gave him a choice, and he doesn't always do that. He says, I'm going to put up the checkbook. You can have whatever you have, whatever you want. What is it, Solomon? What do you want? And Solomon was wise enough, even at a young age, to say, you know what? I want wisdom to be able to rule your great people. And God told him that because he asked for wisdom and not riches and gold or fame or the death of his enemies, because he asked for wisdom, he not only gave him the wisdom, but he gave him all those things to go with it. And so that's what I'm praying for you. I'm praying tonight that you're going to have wisdom in making the right decisions for your business, that 2015 is going to be a year of collaboration. I'm already working with several people on several different projects, and, you know, it's going to be an exciting time. I mentioned on the radio show last night that I've never been so encouraged about the direction that I see black people moving in regards to the area of finance and business. We have that opportunity right before us. But it's not going to be easy. This never has been easy. So we don't expect it to be easy now. But we have an opportunity right in front of us. I know we can do it. I have every belief that if you're obedient, if you're listening, if you're attentive, God is going to absolutely bless your business. He's absolutely going to make a difference in your world if you let him, if you allow him to. It's going to be your year. But you can't look back. You can't look back. Whatever it is in 2014 that should be left there, leave it there. And I'm not saying you won't have moments where you get a little weak, where we are like, sometimes we're like the Israelites who escaped from Egypt when times got tough. We remember how great it was in slavery. I'm not saying you won't have those moments, but what I'm telling you, when I'm challenging you, when I'm praying for your strength, is that you will not look back. Take some chances. Take some chances. Do some things. Get outside your comfort zone. God has asked you to do certain things, and because it was outside your comfort zone, you say, no, I don't want to do it. Maybe that wasn't God I heard from. Get behind me, Satan. You know, and I want you to challenge yourself this year. I want you to push yourself to that next level. I believe God has his best in store for you, but the only way you're going to see it manifest in your life is if you don't look back. Remember, there's a reason why the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. It's because your future is bigger than your past. What person of any wisdom, of any intelligence, would drive their car looking in the rearview mirror? But so many of us have lived our lives that way. Every time God wants to bless us, we always say, no, not me. No, I remember when this happened. It's not for me. And we continue to look in the rearview mirror. Don't look back. Don't look back. I'm just challenging you. I'm encouraging you to not look back. This is going to be your year. You're going to have a wonderful, blessed year. It's going to be exciting. Wow, I can't wait to hear the stories that are going to come out, that group, the Black Wealth Pledge group. It's going to be exciting. And we are almost at a new year. Got 2 minutes. We're down to 1 minute. So I'm going to go in here with my wife. Hey, baby. You haven't got the ball on. It's about they don't have any other balls on. Okay, let's see. All right. It's probably about that time, Mama. They don't do anything for us, huh? No? All right. Yeah, Tommy! Nothing for us? 11:59. It's almost that time. Yeah. Hey! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Woo! 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 All right. Well, we made it. We are here. We're not looking back. We're moving ahead, full steam ahead. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed new year. I am so looking forward to spending a lot of my time with you this year. May God bless you. May he richly keep you, and may he protect you, and may he give you wisdom in everything that you touch and favor in everyone you come in contact with. With that, I am signing off. I'm going to go and spend some time with my beautiful wife, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe rest of the evening. And I love you, and may God bless you as well.